Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. A lot of people take it for a game. Once you get
as Mickey and Sylvia bring this back from the way, way, way back machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Brian Fielkow. He's the CEO of Jitco Delivery, also the author of Driving to Perfection. Brian, thanks again for being here. Brian is a trucking and supply chain expert. Brian, we were talking to us earlier in the previous segment about the truck driver shortage. It's a crisis. It's going to be that way for a while. We've got demographic issues. We've got technology trying to help, but it still isn't where it needs to be to solve this problem. But we got other issues in the supply chain besides drivers too, right? I mean, one of the things the pandemic has done is expose our supply chain, the weak links in our supply chain, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I think that, look, first of all, when we talk about driver shortage, you know, the business is cyclical, right? So when trucking slows down, you don't feel the shortage. When we hit a peak, you feel the shortage. But if you look long term, and that's what I'm encouraging your listeners to do, is think long term about their supply chain. They need to be sure they've got trucks when they need them. Otherwise, it's going to be just like what you said. When you open the show, you've got the goods, you've made the goods, you're ready to ship, and there's no truck. And I think that the biggest problem that people have is they take a short-term transactional view to trucking, when if they've got ongoing needs, they should be thinking longer term. Make commitments to a core group of carriers and expect commitments back.
Right. Yeah, how do we do that? How do we make sure, because this is something I've been trying to get across to everybody for a long time now, this whole year. This whole pandemic year is be proactive, be forward thinking. You need to make your supply chain vendors, you need to make them part of your partnership, don't you?
You do. I mean, because if your core truckers are part of your partnership, you're synced up operationally. They know what you need when you need it. Now let's think about this. I've only got so many trucks. And I've only got so much capacity. And in tight times, who am I going to allocate that to?
Yeah.
People that have been with me, who are synced up, who have a good degree of loyalty, or, you know, somebody who was dropped in the weeds.
And you can count on, at least from a communication standpoint, if not performance, and even if they wind up not being able to perform, at least you know that they'll communicate with you to tell you, hey, I can't perform today. I can't do what I thought I could do. I can't take your delivery, whatever. But at least you build trust with them, right?
You build trust, and then you work it out. I can't do this, but, you know, I can do this as an alternate. We have a freight brokerage company, so we can always build third party capacity if the shipper allows it. So we have options, we have solutions. But the thing is, if you treat all of your truckers transactionally, you know, load by load, you're not going to build the loyalty.
Right.
And my benchmark is this: I remember the slow times, because the business does get slow, and the people that stood by us during the slow times will never have a capacity problem. They will never be unable to find a truck from us during the busy times. I mean, what goes around comes around. And so that's the long view that we take, and I think that's the long view that other truckers and the shippers should take too.
Well, I think a lot of people treat the delivery industry like a utility, like it's always going to be there. They work very closely with their suppliers, with their manufacturers and their inventory creators and all that, but they don't always that supply chain link is not always something that's on their mind. And I think that's been a weak. I think this last year has proven that to be a problem, and that this is something that the pandemic has exposed. And it's going to have to become a discipline. Supply chain relationships is going to have to become a discipline of going forward, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's not, and if you're a regular shipper, I'm not talking about like an occasional shipper with one or two loads here or there, but if you're a regular shipper and you don't have a supply chain strategy, it's time you develop one. Because what good is making the sale, making the goods, if you can't get them there? You know, and remember, we drive trucks, we don't fly planes. More lead time. I mean, just-in-time certainly has its place, okay? But you need more buffers for trucking because, you know what? On the best days, a truck can still break. A driver can still get sick. Plans mm-hmm. can go astray. You've got to leave in a buffer. You've got to have the working relationships with between shippers and truckers, right?
And I'll tell you something else. Have a relationship with the truck drivers. Over the years, whenever I've been in that world, I've tried to get to know the drivers themselves. They can help you a lot if they like you, can't they?
Truck drivers are professionals. They don't get enough respect. You know what? If there's a place that doesn't treat our drivers properly, and we can't fix it, I'm not going to send my drivers there.
Right.
I mean, you know, life's too short. You take care of your truck drivers, the ones that show up and are responsible for moving your goods. They'll take care of you.
Hey, Brian, I need your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
Okay, I'm going to give you two websites. First of all, brianfilko.com, BrianFilkow, The Trucking Company, Jetco Delivery, JETCO Delivery.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Driving to Perfection. Thank you for being here, Brian. Brian's going to hang around in one more segment because we've got another topic to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.